to a podcast from Victory. Living in Christ means putting off the old sinful nature and putting on our new spiritual nature. No more in week 5 of All and Nothing.
We're talking about the book of Colossians, and we're calling this series All and Nothing because that's really the overarching message of this book. Christ above all, nothing more, nothing less. And sa start po nung series, you know, we looked at the context of this letter of Paul to the church in Colossae. And this is a church that he never planted. It was a church member who went to this place. Siya po yung nag-start ng church. He never met these people. But he wrote a letter to address the issues that they were facing at that time. They grew, and then false teachers came and introduced these false doctrines that caused really trouble and confusion among them. Now they are confused. What's the real gospel? So Paul wrote a letter to remind them of the message they've heard. Week 1, we talked about the prayer of Paul for the church. Second, we looked at the supremacy of Christ, establishing the reality that Christ is above all, and there's nothing we can contribute to what Christ has already done for us on the cross. And then the last 2 weeks, we looked at our position in Christ and our identity in Christ. And to really highlight that point, when I was preparing this, I was reminded of Pastor Ferdy. Last week, I gave you an update of my trip to China. But I'd been to China 4 times. Tapos, in one of those trips, ang kasama ko po si Pastor Ferdy. Okay? That's his picture when he preached here. How many of you here, you know Pastor Ferdy? Okay, kung kilala niyo po si Pastor Ferdy, normal niya po yan. Okay? He's really passionate, he's intense, especially during the early days. Siya po yung first na campus, parang national director ng campus ministry natin. Very on fire and passionate guy. So, punong-puno ng energy. Pag nagsasalita siya, yung normal niya, hindi siya galit. San tayo kakain? Parang ganon. O order siya, isang kanin, dalawin mo na. Something like that. Very intense. So, when I was informed that we're going to China, just the two of us, I was excited, but at the same time, I'm afraid. I don't know what will happen. We never really worked together before. So I was imagining, how will I address him? What are we going to talk about? Topics we can discuss. So the whole time, okay, I was floating. Yung nakatingin lang ako sa kanya, pero nag-iisip pala, ano itatanong niya? Baka tanungin niya ako, 10 commandments in order. Something like that. So I was always at the edge of my seat. So trying to also start a conversation. Parang, Pastor Ferdy, what's your favorite color? Mga ganun. So it was awkward the whole time. And nung pa-landing na po yung aeroplano namin sa China, you know, the pilot announced we're getting ready to land the plane. Si Pastor Ferdy, bumulong po siya sa akin, kinausap niya ako. Tapos sabi niya, Ryan, starting right now. Don't call me Pastor Ferdy. You call me Ferdy. Clear? Sabi ko, yes, Pastor Ferdy. Okay, talaga. I was afraid. Kakasabi niya lang, nalimutan ko na, no? You know, as I think about that, tayo rin, you know, as Christians, we have this proclivity to forget. And to go back to our old pattern of thinking or old way of life, especially when we're in panic, especially when there's pressure, when there's problem, when there's temptation, when we're facing something that's serious, we tend to forget the gospel. We tend to forget the message we receive from God. We forget about our position in Christ, our identity in Christ. That's why it's important that we're reminded over and over again. My teacher in theology taught us, he said, preach the gospel to yourself every single day. You know, the message we proclaim, what Christ has done for us on the cross, it's not an entry-level message that we only share to people who don't know Christ or who don't go to church. But even if you're a Christian for many, many years, 10, 20 years, we need the gospel every day. We need to be reminded of what Christ has done for us. You know, one of the things I do until today, may mga times I would look at the mirror and I would declare to myself, I would confess, sabihin ko, you know, you've been raised with Christ. You have a purpose in Christ because of what, and I would tell that to myself. We need to be reminded. That's what we've been doing in this series, especially the past 2 weeks. When we looked at our position in Christ, Pastor Joash preached a powerful message about that. Last week I talked about our identity in Christ. Now that is important because just like last week we said, all of our Christian activity has to be grounded in our Christian identity, which is found in Jesus Christ. Everything that we do for God, as a husband, as a wife, as a student, as a single person, everything that we do for God, it should be grounded, an overflow of our position in identity in Christ. Because of what Christ has done for us, that's why we live this way. And that's the difference of man-centered religion and the gospel. Man-centered religion teaches us that if we are to receive the favor of God, the love of God, the forgiveness of God, and salvation, we need to fix ourselves first. We need to do certain things. Do this, do that, 10 of this. Kaya nung college po ako, ang favorite na line ko, pag ini-invite ako sa church, hindi pa ako ready, ayusin ko muna sarili ko. I'm thinking this work righteousness mentality. I have this man-centered religion mentality that if I am to be worthy of Christ, I need to fix myself. I need to do these things. But the truth is, we can never change ourselves. The gospel is, because of what Christ has done for us, we can receive His love, His forgiveness, His favor, His salvation. Because of what Christ has done for us on the cross, now we can come to God. Now we can be saved. Now we can live for Him. So it's about what Christ has done. All we need to do is believe that and put our faith in Christ. I need to believe that because of what Christ has done for me, the old is gone, the new has come. All the sins I've committed has been washed by the blood of Christ. I have to believe that now I'm a new person in Christ. That in the eyes of God, I'm righteous, I'm holy. Therefore, I live differently. That's the gospel. We need to be reminded of that. Because of what Christ has done for us, everything changed. You know, as a result of our union with Christ. It's like marriage. You know, married people here can relate. Because of our union with Christ, we live differently. The same way, nung pinakasalan ko po yung asawa ko, nagbago po yung buhay ko. You know, everything changed. Our priorities, our schedules, our budget, our everything changed. Nung single pa ako, pag may nag-iaya sa akin, tara, tagaytay tayo. Tagaytay na. Ngayon, pag may nag-iaya, tara, tagaytay tayo, tatawag muna. I'll call my wife. If I'm going to buy something, I don't just decide alone. I need to have the agreement of my wife. So everything changed because of the relationship. You know, in the same way, you know, that's the picture of our union with Christ, because we've been raised to life with Christ, because we died with Christ, because our life is now hidden with Christ in God. Here's what the Bible says. Again, the last 2 weeks we talked about identity, position in Christ. Today we're going to talk about practical Christian living. What do we do now that we are in Christ? And I took the time to to establish that, because I don't want us coming, going out of here and saying, okay, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do that. No, this is out an overflow of our relationship with God. And here's what Paul said in Colossians chapter 2. This is our main text for tonight. In light of who we are, in light of what Christ has done, here's verse 5. The Bible says, put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you. Sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Greed, the love of money, is a form of idolatry. On account of this, the wrath of God is coming. There's going to be a day where we are going to stand before God and we're going to submit an account for everything that we did here on earth. We know life is temporary. We're not going to stay here forever. And whether we believe in heaven or in hell, the Bible says, it's up to you. But if you believe the Bible says we are going to go back to our Creator. And in verse 9, do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Here there is not a Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all this, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And last verse, and this you two once walked when you were living in them, but now you must, that's verse 7. And verse 14, above all this, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. So Paul, after in chapter 1 and chapter 2 and verse 1 to 4 of chapter 3, after explaining to us what Christ has done and who we are in Christ, therefore he said, put to death. And Paul specifically addressed sexual sins and greed. He said this is a form of idolatry, worshiping created things. As I mentioned before, you know, if we don't worship God, we will worship anything. If we don't give our devotion to God, our passion to God, we will look for something or someone where we are going to devote our heart, our strength, and everything that we have. And the Bible says that greed is a form of worship and idolatry, sexual sins. And verse 7, in this you two once walked when you were living in them. That's the life we used to live. That's why the church is not a museum for saints, it's a hospital for sinners, one pastor said. That's our life before. But God called us out of darkness. That's not you anymore. Can you please turn to the person sitting next to you? Tell that person, that's not you anymore. We don't have to hide our past. I can admit, I can say, yes, I used to do that. Yes, that used to be my life. But now in Christ, we're washed. We're forgiven, we're redeemed, we're raised with Christ. We died with Christ, and we are raised to life in Christ. And because of that, that's not our life anymore, Paul said. And so he said in verse 8, so now put them all away. And he listed down some unhealthy emotions and evil practices. Said anger, wrath, malice, slander, obscene talk from your mouth. And I'm sure this is not a complete list. You can add to that your favorite sin. Add to that your struggle. Add to that whatever it is that God is dealing in your own heart. And Paul said, because that you are now in Christ, put this all away. Leave behind your old life, your old self. put this all away. And I'm so encouraged when I reread verse 8. I was encouraged to know that because of what Christ has done and because of who we are in Christ, there is something we can do with our situation. Sabi niya, you must put them all away. We don't have to be held hostage by our past or our present circumstance. Siguro sinasabi mo, namulas ako, pastor, nung bata. Or, you know, I was abused. You know, this happened to me growing up. There's nothing we can do to go back and change that. But now that we are in Christ, there's something we can do. We don't have to be held hostage. It's encouraging to know that we have the power to put this all away. We're no longer victims. In Christ, you are a victor. That's why in the Bible, you will see all these exhortations. The Bible says, you are an overcomer. Can you declare that to yourself? I'm an overcomer. You know, in this world, we're living in a fallen world, messed up world, full of sinful and imperfect people, including us. So there's a lot of things that we don't have control over. Some bad decisions of other people, sometimes, even if we don't want to, we are influenced. We're affected. But yet, the Bible says we are overcomers. We are more than a conqueror. I don't know what that means. Di ba pag conqueror, ang ibig sabihin nun, di ba yung, you're a conqueror. You conquer things, but the Bible says you are more than a conqueror. Grabe, there's this spirit of a warrior inside of you. If you're a Christian, if you're in Christ, God is not expecting you just to be in one corner having self-pity party and thinking why you cannot live the life God is calling you to live. No, God is saying, rise up. The way you approach life reflects the kind of God that you believe in. If your God is small, if your God is dead, if your God is not powerful, then do that. But if your God is alive, if your God is big, then dream big. Believe for your deliverance. Believe for your victory. You are a victor. You know, one of the things that attracted me to church, nung in-invite ako sa church, I used to have this mentality before that church is for losers. How many of you here, that's your mentality before? Yan yung mga wala ng pag-asa sa buhay, ang kailangan na lang nila, milagro, para mabuhay. That's for the losers, that's for them, the hopeless people. I don't want to be part of that. So when I was invited to church, you know, it was surprising for me, Victory, eh? Pumunta ako sa church natin, especially Victory. When I go to church, grabe yung mga tao, parang, at first parang ang yabang. Hi bro. Tapos dati may tawagan pa, ang tawagan nila champ, short for champion. So, sabi, come on champ! May tono, champ! Champ! So, ganun, may parang attitude of, you know, they're victors. Very positive outlook in life. There's this faith and hope. Pag nag-usap sila, pag may problema, iba eh. Bro, pag-pray natin yung marriage ng parents mo, come on. Father God, we pray, Father God. May ano pa, slang pa eh. Iba sila mag-pray. My faith to believe. Pag may problema, grabe, may utang yung pamilya. Pero bro, I believe may breakthrough to si Lord. I believe ginagamit lang to ni Lord para mag-humble down yung parents ko, para tumawag sila kay Lord. I believe God will give me an opportunity to pray. Iba. Iba yung perspective. You know why? Because they serve a big God. They serve an all-powerful God. They're not serving a dead God they visit once a week on a Sunday in church. No, I don't visit my God on a Sunday. My God is alive. My God raised me to life. And my life is hidden with Christ and God. And so, we're more than conquerors. So here's the message. Long introduction. Practical Christian living. Paul said, in light of what Christ has done, and in light of who you are in Christ, here's how you put this all away. The sins, unhealthy emotion, old thinking pattern, old way of life, your old self. First one is put sin to death. very practical, puts into death. I like the NLT version of verse 5, Colossians chapter 3, verse 5. So put to death the sinful, earthly things lurking within you. Lurking. Meron daw, alam mo yan, parang undiscernible. Sometimes you almost don't feel it, but there's a temptation, there's an enemy trying to look for an opportune time. It's just lurking there. You know, yes, you are already victorious. Yes, you're already set free and made holy. But it doesn't mean you will never be tempted again. It doesn't mean the devil will just leave you alone. How many of you here, if you'll be honest, how many of you here, you still experience temptation every single day? Aside from me. Ayan, mas dumarami lagi. Ano? Pag may assurance, kasama ako. When you're in traffic, you have these thoughts of violence. Natitempt ka, di ba? Pinapatay mo na sa isip mo. When you're in a fight with your spouse, when you're about to give your tithes in your offering, there's this temptation to withhold. We're tempted every day. Being a Christian doesn't mean you're not going to be tempted again. Temptation is just lurking. It's just waiting for an opportune time. That's why we cannot be careless as we live our lives. You know, 3 nights ago, yung youngest po na anak namin, 1 year old and 4 months, si Jackson, we brought him to the hospital, emergency room. Because he nilagay niyo yung daliri niya sa electric fan. Now, he was bloody. I was surprised. I was not looking. Then he inserted his finger. It was full of blood. So, nakita ko talaga. Uy, dugo. Tara, let's go. Brought him to the hospital. Buti na lang, nothing serious. But he was, you know, it was really kinabahan, no? Kinabahan ako sa nangyari. But after that, I went home. I felt like, you know, there's a lesson there. We're too confident. We've been training him not to put his fingers sa electric fan, sa mga saksakan. Meron po kaming rod, nirarod namin, tapos sabi namin, no, don't do that. For several months, he's not doing it. But that time, 3 nights ago, hindi niya na napigilan. I had to try this. It's part of childhood. I was too confident. Because of that, he got hurt. You know, there's a verse in the Bible in 1 Corinthians 10:12. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. Just because you're 20 years Christian, you're strong, you're a leader, don't say you will never fall back. Don't put your guards down. The same vigilance, the same sensitivity to God, the same willingness to repent when God convicts you, keep that. Maintain that. Nurture a tender heart before God. Paul said, put to death the sin. Put to death. Pag may pinimpress na sa iyo si Lord, I'm sure we all know this. When we're about to do something we know we're not supposed to do. When we're about to visit a website we're not supposed to visit. When there's a text message we're supposed to send that we know we're not supposed to send. Gumaganon yung heart mo. How many of you experience that? Yung parang may gumakabog-kabog sa heart mo. That's why pay attention to the tension. It's God speaking to you. Don't make excuses. Don't rationalize, but acknowledge and repent before God. Put it to death before it creates momentum and master you and slave you all over again. Paul said, now that you are in Christ, put sin to death. You know sometimes how you put sin to death? You seek help. That's why there's a verse in the Bible that says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. We confess our sin to God for our forgiveness, but we confess our sins to each other so we can be prayed for. The Bible says the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. How many of you here, you want to experience breakthroughs in your life? Some breakthroughs you cannot experience fighting alone. You need other men in your life. You need other people to stand with you. Put sin to death. Don't be careless with the way you live. Don't say, kaya ko na to, rated R lang to. Mga kissing sin, kaya ko na yan. I graduated from that. That used to be my struggle, not anymore. Okay lang to spend with time with the opposite sex, 12 midnight. Or pour out my emotion. You're a guy, you're pouring out your emotion to a woman, you're married, and you're sharing your problem, your fights with your spouse to this single girl. Let me, kaya ko na yan. Mature na ako, I know what's right from what is wrong. You can't do that. See, if as small as it is, when God impresses it to your heart, put it to death. Next one, Paul said, put on the new self. Put on the new self. He mentioned that in verse 9 to 10. Do not lie to one another. He said, put off the old self. And then verse 10, put on the new self. It's like taking a shower. Ilan sa inyo dito nag-shower po? Hindi, lahat. It's like taking a shower. After you take a shower, mabango ka na, malinis ka na, you put on new clothes. Clean, with downy. Meron ba sa atin dito nag-basketball ka, paus na paus ka? Tapos nag-shower ka, pag-shower, fresh. Tapos paglabas mo, sunuot mo ulit yung pawisan mong jersey. Yung iba, ew. We don't do that. It's exactly the same thing that Paul was telling the believers in Colossae. He's saying, now that you're in Christ, God has washed you of all your sins. You've been forgiven. You're made holy. You've been raised to life with Christ. Don't put on the old self. Put it off. Put on the new self. Put on compassion, love, kindness, gentleness, patience. Put it on. Huwag mo nang balikan yan. Yung dating mainitin na ulo na ikaw. Yung dating hindi generous. Yung namimigay ka pero hindi bukal sa loob mo. Parang, gusto nyo? That old self, that person who, if nobody's looking, is doing something else. That's your old self. Huwag mo nang balikan yun. Put the new self. Put on the new self. Clothe yourself. No, before, hip-hop po ako. You know, I wear extra large oversized shirts and pants, shoes, lahat na eh. Sobrang laki. I mean, no exaggeration. Yung pants na ginagamit ko dati, I can put two of my friends. And we can all fit. Sobrang laki. I was so used to it. In fact, at that time, we thought we look cool. Kasi kami magkakabarkada para kaming mga... Pag nilalamig kami, blanket na rin. That was us. Then I became a Christian. Then I met my wife. Sabi ng wife ko, hindi na bagay sa iyo. You're not a young person anymore. You have to grow up. You have to change. She introduced to me yung eksaktong sukat. Believe it or not, at first, it felt so awkward. I can't wear this before. Yung eksakto. Ayun ako lang. Parang feeling ko, ang hirap talaga, no? It took a while before I became used to it. The same way, when you put on the new self, it would feel weird and awkward at first. Kindness. Hindi ako yun. Gentleness. Hindi ako yun. Compassion. Life of love. Forgiving. I mean, I'm not that kind of person. I'm not the kind of person who is expressive. I can't say I love you to my siblings, to my brothers before. If I do that, I will vomit. I love you, kuya. Iba talaga. I'm not that kind of person. But I have to put on the new self every day. Put on. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, put on the new self. Forgive. You know, I like verse 13. Make allowance for each other's faults. Be forgiving. Galang, oh. Make allowance. Make a budget. You know why you make a budget? Because you're expecting a bill to come. It's going to come. So mag-ready ka na. You know what God is saying here? Put on. Put on that Christ-like character. Learn to love people. Learn to be forgiving. And make allowance. You know why? Because offense will come. Your pastor will offend you during the preaching sometimes. Your friend will offend you. Your parents will offend you. So mag-allowance ka na because it's going to come. Forgive. Remember, you know why you can forgive? Because the Lord forgave you. If God has forgiven you of all your of sins and rebellion and wickedness and impurities, if you receive forgiveness, you can extend grace and forgiveness to others. If you receive love from God, you can extend love to others. The Bible says, while we are still sinners, while you are at your worst, unlovable, offensive to God, He died for you. He showed the greatest demonstration of His love. If God did that for you, Paul said, do that to others. Put on the new self. You know why you can do that? Because you are now in Christ. Because of what Christ has done for you. And last thing as we end is press on. Practical Christian living. In light of who you are in Christ and what Christ has done for you. Put sin to death. Put on the new self and press on. I like NLT version of verse 11. It says, in this new life that you have in Christ, it doesn't matter if you're a Jew, Gentile, and all that. And he said, Christ is all that matters, and He lives in all of us. In other words, Paul was saying, regardless of who you are before, regardless of how deep or complicated your past, your issues, or your situation is, it doesn't matter. Maybe you're saying, Pastor, malalim yung pinaguhugutan ko. Complicated yung sitwasyon ko. Malalim na tong kasalanan ko. Paul said, in this new life, it doesn't matter. Christ is all that matters, and He lives in you. And if Christ is in you, He can change you. He can heal you. He can restore what the enemy destroyed or damaged in your life. God can change everything. This God's grace can change everything. So in application, Paul said, you want to put this all away? Press on. Don't quit. Press on. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen just by going to church one Sunday and asking the pastor to lay his hand on you. Tapos you're expecting an instant miracle. Okay na. I hope that's how it is. But it's not. You just have to follow. You just have to believe. You know, I saw this blog, an old blog of Pastor Steve, entitled, Two Simple Keys to Long-Term Success in Ministry and Life. 32 years ago, he was 25 years old. His wife was 22 years old. Now, almost in their 60s. Pushing 60. I think Pastor Steve is 57 and Deborah is 54. In their 32 years in their journey with God, they planted a church in U-Belt, 100 plus students. Now U-Belt is a big, strong, influential church. We've sent out missionaries, we've planted churches all over the world. The churches we have today in Metro Manila, in the provinces, in the world, came from that church in U-Belt. Reflecting on their journey, after all the challenges, the difficulties, the crisis they faced, the temptation they fought, after 32 years, here's his take on their journey with God. And I'd like to read the last part. Over the years, we have had countless opportunities to quit. I'm glad we passed on every one of them. Every time we rejected a good opportunity to quit, another would soon present itself. And we would pass on that one too. No regrets for not quitting. Too many people believe for too little and quit too soon. They're not believing for great things. If you will simply dare to believe and refuse to quit, you will wake up one day amazed at what God did in, for, and through you. Some people are saying, 5 years na ako that I'm believing for this breakthrough. I'm believing to get out of this cycle of victory and defeat. I'm praying to God and believing to get out of this struggle of this sin that I'm fighting for. And some people quit too soon. Hindi naman nag-work yung gospel, hindi naman totoo yung Christianity, hindi naman totoo si Lord. We quit too soon. Some of us believe too little. Okay na ako, Sunday-Sunday lang. Okay na ako, pa-attend-attend lang. You know, you're chosen by God. You have a purpose in God. And you exist not just for yourself. You exist for something bigger. You're part of God's plan and purpose. And some people are not believing. They're believing too little. It's just my insurance. It's just my retirement. It's just sending my kids to college. That's it. But there's more to life. We exist for God. And we live for Him. So Paul said, press on. Because of who you are in Christ and because of what Christ has done for us, we can believe. We can live this way. You can live pure and holy. You can say no to sin and to sexual immorality. You can be kind to others. You can forgive those who have offended you. You can love the unlovable. You can do the impossible because Christ is in you. Amen? Lord, thank you once again for what you've done for us and who we are in Christ. Lord, thank you for reminding us of the gospel. Thank you for reminding us that we had been raised with Christ, we died with Christ, and our life is hidden with Christ and God. Therefore, we live differently. Therefore, Lord God, we can put our sins to death. We can put on the new self and we can believe for our deliverance. We can press on, Lord. God, thank you that there is no situation that is hopeless in Christ. Thank you that there is no sin or struggle that we cannot overcome. Thank you that there is no wound that you cannot heal. Thank you, Lord, that there is no breakthrough that we cannot experience because in Christ, Lord God, we have the power. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that is at work in our lives. So Lord, thank you for the faith and the hope that is being released and imparted to each and every one of us today. Thank you, Lord God, just even for the wisdom that we receive from your word. Lord, thank you, God. Lord, our prayer is that we will live the life that you are calling us to live. That we will stop believing for small things. We will start believing and dreaming big things, God. We're not just going to just think about ourselves. We're going to, Lord God, ask you, Lord God, about your purpose and plan for our lives. Thank you, Lord God. We're in faith for breakthroughs, God. Some of us here, Lord, may mga prayer requests kami, Lord. There are things that year after year, pinagpa-fast namin, we're believing for deliverance. Thank you for encouraging them not to quit. Thank you for encouraging them not to give up, Lord, but to press on. To press on. God, thank you, Lord, even tonight that you're also, Lord God, showing to us things in our lives that probably we are tolerating. Lord God, excusing, rationalizing in our mind, Lord. God, thank you for giving us a heart that is responsive to you, God. A heart that is repentant before you. Lord, we repent for the sins we are tolerating in our lives. But Lord, thank you that you're imparting to us today a heart that is, Lord God, tender, a heart that is responsive to you.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.